From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. stops Syria talks with Russia. A State Department spokeswoman, Elizabeth Trudeau, cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces.
Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments, including its obligations under international humanitarian law in UNSCR 2254, and was also either unwilling or unable to ensure Syrian regime adherence to the arrangements to which Moscow agreed.
The U.S. move to pull out of the Syria talks came just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-made plutonium, citing what was called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. A spokesman says the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Also, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber killed 14 people Monday at a wedding near Hasaka, Syria. Colombia's leaders are trying to figure out what to do following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with FARC rebels. President Juan Manuel Santos planned meetings Monday with political party leaders and ordered negotiators to go back to Havana, Cuba for talks with the FARC. The president and FARC leaders are vowing to push ahead with the peace process. Voters narrowly rejected the accord by just 54,000 votes. This is VOA News.